Hey, welcome to Politico Tech. Today is Tuesday, August 15th. I'm your host, Stephen Overly. If you happen to be tuning in from Canada, we know you didn't find today's episode on Facebook. That's because Meta has blocked news content in Canada. That's right, blocked. Like, nothing there. And Google is likely to do the same. This is all in response to a law that would force the companies to pay news publishers for their content. This clash between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government and the big tech giants has been a long time coming, but it's also now taking longer to resolve than the government expected. Political reporter Kyle Duggan joins me on the show today from Ottawa to explain why both sides are digging in and casting blame, and why the stakes in this cross-border conflict go well beyond Canada. Great. Well, Kyle, I'm glad you could join us on Politico Tech. I was just reading your story you just wrote for us, all about this fight between the Canadian government and Google and Facebook over online news. I mean, it was a fascinating read. You've got Justin Trudeau throwing around words like attack and bully. You know, Facebook has taken down news from its platform, and Google is threatening the same. Like, just like, how high are the tensions there right now?
It's pretty high, and the parties are quite dug in. Like, if the government and the tech companies were playing a game of chicken, this is the point where the government would have expected them to blink or kind of veer away, and they haven't done it. So what has happened so far is the government's passed the bill. The bill has become law. They're still working on a lot of the details, so it's very kind of like vague and not totally clear what's going to happen next. There's a lot of runway still that we kind of don't know where the story could go from here. But at the moment, it's not looking like Facebook, or Meta, I should say, is about to capitulate. They're quite dead set against complying with the bill.
Yeah, if it's a game of chicken and so far nobody has swerved, I guess the question is, like, what does the crash look like? I mean, Facebook has already taken its news off down, right, from its platform, Canadian news. So on the one hand, that maybe that's part of the crash.
Yeah, I mean, if you tried to look up my story on Facebook right now, you couldn't do it, right? So that's the kind of extent you just see, like, a people in Canada can't see this content message, and that is because of the government's bill. So it's pretty clear what's happened, and I think for a lot of media, it's like if you just kind of freeze frame the moment of where things stand, it looks like things have backfired, right? That's kind of where we stand right now. It doesn't matter who you kind of talk to. No one really knows exactly how this thing is going to play out. But it doesn't look good for the government. Like, the intended point of the bill is very much kind of up in question right now.
I was going to ask you what it's like when you go on Facebook now. So when you go on Facebook, like you said, there's a message that shows instead of your story. Like, what exactly does that say? Like, what are Canadians sort of getting now when they go on Facebook looking for news?
Oh, it's just a little blank little placeholder. It says people in Canada can't see this content, and that in response to the Canadian government's legislation, news content can't be seen in your country, kind of thing. And then if you go to a news organization, you look it up, it says no posts available. And it's kind of the same thing on Instagram. You just get kind of like a blank whatever.
Interesting. I mean, that in some ways, obviously, that is to inform people why they aren't seeing that content. On the other hand, that is also kind of a ground level lobbying effort on Facebook's part in some way, right? Sort of attributing this to the law there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it'll be interesting. you wouldn't want to be a politician doing the barbecue circuit right now, which is where they all are trying to sell their message. And this is kind of an awkward time for that to happen when you're interfacing with the public, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Social media, I mean, obviously, it's such a fundamental part of most people's lives nowadays. There's no missing that, for sure. Well, speaking of the politicians, you know, the players involved here are really interesting to me, because you've got lobbying for Facebook, the sort of former advisor to a conservative prime minister. There's a new heritage minister there who's, I think, only a few weeks into the job, right? And she's like
a
former rock star, I also think, right? Like, who are these people? What is the dynamic between these two sides?
Where to start? Because Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, has kind of shuffled his cabinet. He's shuffled the ranks, rearranged the political chessboard, is kind of the halfway point through his government before there's another election. We don't really know when one's going to happen. But he's kind of moved some of the pieces around. But because the parties have had hard lines on this, it's kind of unclear what it all means just yet, right? But it can't hurt putting a fresh face in this file, in a kind of a problem file. But he did this shuffle for another reason, right? So this isn't reflective of this kind of the fight that's going on here.
Right.
You had mentioned Facebook has two very interesting people working for it. Rachel Curran, who used to work for Stephen Harper's PMO, the Prime Minister's office. She's one of the top figures there, and there's a lot of attention. She's kind of like a backroom player, but there's a lot of attention on her kind of like being like a breaking the glass ceiling woman in what was kind of like an old boys club. Like I just remember back in the day, that was that was kind of the one point of public appearance that she'd kind of made early on. You know, she's a very smart lady, got a really good reputation for being kind of like taking the long view on things, being this kind of whip smart, and just kind of has everything together. One person had told me, like, wasn't widely loved, wasn't widely hated at the time, just very good at her job. And then on the other hand, you've got Kevin Chan, who was from the Liberals, from the Michael Ignatieff Liberals from before Justin Trudeau's time. So he's not part of the Trudeau Club, who had kind of come from the top level of the public service, what was a controversy at the time. And so you've got these two very smart policy thinkers kind of leading the strategy for Facebook, who have shown up over the past couple of years at parliamentary committee hearings and kind of sparred with MPs over various things. The politicians have loved to kind of beat up on the social media search companies because of a whole range of things, from Cambridge Analytica to, you know, right, competition questions. So they've actually kind of become, they've entered the public arena over the past while. It makes an interesting dynamic.
They sound battle tested, right? It sounds like they've had fights before. They kind of know how this circus works.
Very much, very much so. And so they're kind of like they're no slouches. So it's just interesting people who are kind of at the front of the fight, I guess.
And this new heritage minister you have up there in Canada, is there any sense that having a fresh face now on this issue for the administration will bring some sort of impasse, or are we beyond that point?
I don't know. I mean, for Facebook, it seems like they've made their decision, and they're just kind of they're pulling the plug. I don't know how the government is going to proceed from this yet, because they've dug themselves in too, right? And some of the media companies who have been advocating for this have made their appeal to the competition commissioner to step in. So, there's the fight is still kind of going on, but there is kind of an opportunity for the government here, if it wants to change strategy, that it can kind of do that. But we might one of the possibilities of how this plays out is the government kind of holds its position for a couple of months and then produces some regulations, and then we kind of see which direction they want to really take on this. And then by December, we'll have a pretty solid idea of what Google's going to do.
Because the law has not gone into effect technically, right? Facebook has taken the news down, but it's really the end of the year. Is that right?
Yeah, they have the government has set a deadline for itself. It's given like a 6-month deadline from when the law passed, and that lands around December. So we will know by then, but we could just be in a holding pattern for a little while. But I was speaking with one smaller publisher yesterday, who was kind of expressing this kind of concern that if you don't get Facebook back to the table soon, like what's going to bring them back later? Like once they're out, they're out. So what's bringing them back to the table? So
sounds like publishers feel more urgency maybe than Facebook does.
And this particular person I was speaking with was saying, it's not the problem for them is not the traffic loss. It's that Facebook's a really good way to launch into a new community and to start up a new.
Oh, interesting.
Start a new publication there. And so for really small players who are just starting out now, like this is potentially a very big problem.
Well, for the tech companies, I get the sense that this issue is really bigger than just Canada. There was a similar law around sort of forcing tech companies to pay news publishers in Australia. Now we've had this law in Canada. How much of their concern and the response we're seeing from them is driven by a fear that other countries, including the U.S., you know, will follow suit and will enact similar laws themselves.
A lot of people give that sense. A lot of people have, even the politicians involved, especially the politicians involved, have said, you know, the world's watching. A lot of other countries have kind of poised themselves to introduce very similar legislation that would kind of produce this same kind of conflict. And everyone's looking at Canada right now because Canada took a very, not only did they take a hardline approach, like when I was speaking with an official from Google, he had said like, well, yeah, I've been in government affairs a long time and they haven't. It's very rare that a government will ignore you for so long and just take a very strong position and not kind of back down on anything. It's got everyone's attention around the world, but Canada kind of it looks like Canada misread the situation a bit. It looks like it misread the room. It looked at what happened in Australia and was maybe a little bit too strong on it. But I mean, it's still kind of a story to play out here, right? But I think the government saw an opportunity. You know, it's kind of enjoyed, politicians have enjoyed kind of beating up on these companies. And they saw an opening here and were happy to run on in an election. Even this was an election platform point, the promise that they would take on these companies publicly, and they were happy to. And now I don't know how happy they are with the result. Now that things are playing out this way, right? This had only gone on for 8 days in Australia. This same is kind of the same playbook, right? So Australia, the news removal had happened for about 8 days, and then in Canada, we're on like day 14, or it depends on how you want to measure it. You could keep going back because Facebook was doing some tinkering in the kind of months leading up to this. So it was kind of like they were very slowly turning off the taps. They were being very careful about how they were doing it.
They're looking at the calendar thinking, what the hell? It's already been 14 days. Shouldn't they have chickened out by now?
Yeah.
There's a separate issue playing out in Canada that I've covered a bit, which is interesting. And that's sort of Canada looking into digital services taxes, essentially taxes that are specific for tech companies. And that's separate from this issue, except Canada, in that sense, is also kind of like going against the grain of what some other countries are doing, including what the U.S. government wants. And that's also sort of a platform that seems anti-tech, or certainly the tech industry interprets that way. I mean, is there a broader like anti-tech or anti-Silicon Valley kind of sentiment building in Ottawa?
I mean, a lot of what the government has been doing has been targeted specifically at Silicon Valley companies and large kind of internet era companies that we all know, right? Like, so there's like an online streaming bill that affects, you know, Netflix and all of that. There's this bill that affects actually only these two companies, which is really, really interesting. And then there's another promise kind of online harms bill that's the government's been dragging its feet on because it's quite controversial. So yeah, it's fighting on a whole bunch of different fronts against large tech companies, and it's something that I think the government thought it could kind of pick and win fights on. And in this particular instance, and I mean, I don't know how the digital service tax is going to play out either, but we'll know in the next couple of months, right? Like the calendar's pretty tight on this, so.
So yeah, we'll have to see kind of what comes next. And to your point when we started the chat, like who blinks, or does anybody blink? You know, obviously you'll keep covering this for Politico. Who's not answering your calls right now that you want to hear from on this?
For a while, it was the minister's office, but it's. I think that it's the interesting thing about this is that it's kind of all out in the open, right? Like it's like we don't know the details of what companies are talking about with the government behind the scenes, but we know what their positions are, and they've all been pretty clear about this for a long time. It's clear where things stand. It's just kind of the question is what happens next.
Right. It's a mess they all saw coming, and yet they're still in the middle of it. Listen, Kyle, this has been super informative. We won't read your story on Facebook, I guess, but we can find it on other platforms, including Politico.com.
Fantastic. All right.
Take care. That's all for Politico Tech today. For more technology news, subscribe to our newsletters, Digital Future Daily and Morning Tech. Music in today's show comes from the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Our senior producer is Annie Reese. Our editors are Steve Heuser and Louisa Savage. I'm Stephen Overley. I'll see you here tomorrow.